This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Wentz has time. Now he doesn't. Now he's dropped. He is sacked by Jordan Phillips back at the 38-yard line. Wentz thought he was going to get away from the pass rush. He could not. Jordan Phillips was there to bring him down. Buffalo's leading sack producer now has five this year.
Yeah, it's been a good year for Jordan Phillips. Our hit of the game brought to you by Brothers Collision and Mechanical, celebrating 40 years in the business in 2019. Now, if you've been in business for 40 years, you certainly earn people's trust. You can trust your brothers in the business. The experts at Brothers work with all insurance companies, helping to streamline the claims process and put you back in your car faster. On Lake Avenue in the city, trust your brothers in the business, Brothers Collision and Mechanical.
All right, you can read his work at NewYorkUpstate.com. Good with his time and joining us to talk Buffalo Bills, Ryan Talbot of NewYorkUpstate.com and the Syracuse Post-Center joining us now in the sports bar, Danger Battaglia. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Ryan, usually on a Monday, we assess blame after a loss. Who gets the lion's share of the blame yesterday?
You know, I don't think any one person can get the lion's share of the blame. I think it goes around a lot of different ways. Starting with the offense, you know, Brian Daboll, I don't think he called a very good game yesterday. I know that Philadelphia over the course of the season had been very strong against the run, but they were coming off of a performance where the Dallas Cowboys really did a lot of damage there, and you're only giving Frank Gore 9 carries. You're only giving Devin Singletary 3 with one coming on a meaningless play at the very end of the game, mind you. And yet you're dialing up, Josh Allen's 8 runs, I would think probably about half of those were designed runs. So I didn't necessarily like that game plan there. I think in the weather conditions, especially, you had wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. You're coming out and you're deciding to throw the ball 30-plus times with Josh Allen. That's a little bit questionable. You saw both quarterbacks struggle. Neither went over 200 yards passing. And obviously the Eagles had a lot of success on the ground against Buffalo. So defensively, obviously, you know, the run defense, they were exposed yesterday for whatever reason. The Bills need to try to get that under control, get that fixed quickly, because Washington's coming in next week. And mind you, yeah, they're 1-7. But especially with the possibility of not having their starting quarterback, they're most likely going to focus on running the ball with Adrian Peterson and their other backs. You know, they're going to test that unit quite a bit, I would think. So will future opponents, regardless of who they play until the Bills can get this fixed.
Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Ryan, I think about the times this season where the Bills have looked like a good team, a contender. It's been those times where they have been physical. I mean, you mentioned that you didn't like the game plan for Brian Daboll. Does this team lack that kind of toughness, that kind of smash mouth mentality that you need? I mean, you're in Buffalo, run the ball more than you did yesterday for sure, but also on the defensive side of the ball, you're getting pushed around and letting Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders beat you. I mean, you got Adrian Peterson, who still has some gas left in the tank, coming in next week. This team needs to get more physical, don't they?
Yeah, I think I can agree with that. And I think they do have the physical pieces on offense. I mean, they still have Frank Gore, who's a physical back. They still, you know, have a fullback on the roster if they really want to incorporate him. They don't necessarily use him so much on offense as they do on special teams. They went out and they added a lot of offensive linemen this offseason. I think Feliciano is a physical guy. I think Cody Ford could be a physical guy. He hasn't necessarily shown that quite yet in his rookie season. But maybe that's because he's struggling at tackle. Maybe he's another guy that you need to rotate in at guard with Feliciano. Spain has his moments. You know, they have, I think, the guys on offense to do that. Now, defensively up front, I'm not so sure. Star Lotulelei has been pushed around for a few games this season. I thought last year he kind of came in, and yeah, he wasn't so much on the stat sheet, but he was doing his job. This year, he's getting pushed back by some inferior opponents. It happened against Miami. It happened this week. Now that the Eagles are inferior, but it's happened a few times this year where you look at the opponent and you say, how is this happening or why is this happening? And it's happening to him all too often. I think they're missing Harrison Phillips, who seemed to be kind of cutting into Latulele's playing time before he went down with that season-ending injury. So I think if you're going to go out and make a trade here at the deadline, maybe you need to go in and get some kind of space eater there that can come in and play on that rotation. I saw Buffalo Rumbling suggest a guy like Billings from the Cincinnati Bengals, which makes sense. Their season's going down the drain. It's not a big-name player by any means. You could probably get him for a day-three pick. So, you know, something like that. Maybe it's not a splashy move, but it's something that's necessary to kind of fix that problem on the defensive line.
I like Lorenzo Alexander. I think we all appreciate what he has done for his career, but if the Eagles are running that tight end screen, I know he's not all to blame here, but the idea that you might need some help at linebacker too, Ryan.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's just, what can you get out there right now? In terms of the athleticism that you would need, someone that could learn that defense this quickly, they definitely need that help at linebacker. And I don't know if there's an option out there. If there is, they should absolutely explore it. Like you said, Lorenzo Alexander is still a solid player, still a good locker room guy, but he was definitely exposed yesterday in terms of his what he can and cannot do at this point in his career. So linebackers in play. I think you can make an argument for cornerback as well. You know, Levi Wallace had a few moments early in the game. He had the pass breakup. He stopped Nelson Agholor for a one-yard loss on a screen play. But then all of a sudden he got beat by Alshon Jeffrey for a big play, and Jeffrey by no means is the burner on the field. And then he also gets run over by Boston Scott on a run play where he gives up a touchdown too. And now he's kind of dealing with an injury as well. So if they feel like Kevin Johnson is the next man up and he can come in and play right away, maybe you don't make that move. But there are some options out there at cornerback. You know, you'd have to eat some salary, bring on a salary if you wanted to do that. But there are some guys out there that you could probably bring in and get up to speed pretty quickly.
Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. What about this Bills pass rush? I mean, is there something to be said for maybe a Vic Beasley or somebody that can get to the quarterback using a little bit more speed? It seems like that might be what's lacking. I mean, talking 1 minute about how this team needs to be a little bit more smash mouth, and the next minute I'm talking about how they need to be a little bit quicker to get to the quarterback. Your thoughts on potentially getting a pass rusher to go along with what we're talking about here as somebody in the middle there for the Bills defensive line?
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. They do have some money tied up there, obviously. They just extended Jerry Hughes. They paid some decent money to Trent Murphy. Murphy, though, has not lived up to that contract by any means. They like Darryl Johnson, but that's still a rookie there. You want to kind of ease him along. And then Shaq Lawson is not that speed guy. He's solid against the run. He is, you know, he got after, he recorded a sack yesterday as well. But they are missing something off the edge. Maybe that guy that can get the speed around the corner. So a guy like Beasley should be considered. Again, that's another team where their season is pretty much over for 2019. So they're trying to unload him. He's another guy that fits that salary that the Bills can bring on. So it makes sense.
Ryan, in your article, three things to be encouraged about here. Let's dive in on Devlin Singletary, because are they just trying to pace him, so to speak, here, knowing that he's not used to the rigors of a 16-game schedule? Because I can't think of any other reason why you would only give Devlin Singletary three carries, okay, in a game that was calling with the elements daring you to run.
Yeah, I would like to know more about that decision as well. I get that he's missed some time this season, but he's been back here for a few weeks now. They had the bye week as well. You'd like to think that he is fully healthy. He can go. He looked pretty darn good on that screen or on that catch that he went 28 yards for the touchdown. Showed some elusive moves there, but to only get him three carries, that's not right. That doesn't help any running back. Same with Gordon having less than 10 carries. These running backs need to get in some kind of rhythm, to get in some kind of groove, and you can't do that if you're giving them sporadic carries here and there. And like you said, the elements were calling for a run game. So that was the type of game where really they should have been pounding the ball more on the inside with Gore, getting Singletary some runs on the outside, seeing what he could do, maybe even not in between the tackles as well. And it's a missed opportunity because, like you said, 50-mile-an-hour wind gust. Last week, the Cowboys had run all over Philadelphia, so they were experiencing some difficulties there in terms of run defense. And the Bills really didn't even test them, didn't even try it out. So I think that was that's something that you could really question the Bills in terms of their overall game plan for that for last week's or for yesterday's blowout loss.
Ryan, give me your quick take on the report from Jeremy Fowler at ESPN that the Bills are one of two teams interested in Los Angeles Chargers running back Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to say that it would be a bad move because this offense needs playmakers. But at the end of the day, is that really what you want to trade assets for, a guy that can hit free agency next year, someone that isn't necessarily setting the world on fire since he's come back from his holdout? He's averaging something like 2.5 yards per carry. I'll give you that this on Sunday was his best performance of the season so far. He averaged a little bit shy of 4 yards per carry in their win. He had a touchdown, but at the same time, you know, this is a guy that clearly wants to get paid some decent money. He hasn't helped himself this year after holding out, but the Bills already have a lot of guys, a lot of homegrown players that they've added that they're going to have to extend here sooner rather than later. So I'm not sure adding a back for what might just be a loan for half the season is the right move. I'd rather see them, if they're really committed to bringing in a playmaker at running back, get someone that's at least under contract for another year so that way you know you have him under contract along with Singletary because Gore's probably gone. Yeldon's under contract through 2020, but you don't necessarily have to commit to him. So I wouldn't necessarily be a fan of the move, but I get the idea that maybe Bean is looking for a playmaker to add to this offense, and maybe there's just nothing out there at wide receiver for him to bring in at this time.
Well, in the way the NFL is structured, this isn't 1990. I mean, the running back position, you've got to be a very special running back to get paid. Ezekiel Elliott getting paid. Saquon Barkley someday will get paid. Is Melvin Gordon anywhere near that stratosphere, Ryan?
No, I don't think he is, and I think the Chargers know that he's not either, and that was one of the big reasons why they said, okay, hold out, we have Austin Eckler, we have some other options there as well that can run, and they were actually running the ball pretty well without him this season when he was gone. So I don't think that even the current team that they have believes that he is that type of back. Now, when they drafted him, they probably thought that. They spent a first-round pick on him, but I don't think he's necessarily lived up to that hype. He had one really good year in terms of touchdowns and things like that, but you haven't seen him really put it together long term. So no, I don't think he's in that same stratosphere at all.
Ryan, as we continue to talk some trade speculation and possible rumors here, what about the notion that Washington is now saying Trent Williams may be available and that Cleveland might be one of the teams interested in acquiring Trent Williams on their offensive line from Washington before a Bills game, no less? What would your thoughts be? I mean, I don't think Trent Williams will be a Buffalo Bill, but, you know, you wouldn't trade him the week that you're about to play the team that you're trading him to, right? That's impossible?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say impossible, but it really depends on what kind of shape this guy is in. I'm sure he's working out. He's doing his part. But there's a lot of difference between what you're doing off the field compared to actual live football. So I don't know how much of an asset he would be for that game coming up against the Browns. But at the same time, you know, Washington should absolutely be trying to get something. They've bungled this situation, which doesn't surprise me. It's Washington. Kind of like the Bengals right now, they kind of said, oh, we're not trading anyone that we think is valuable. Well, a lot of those guys are older players. You might as well get what you can get for them now while they still have some value. Those are two franchises that are just poorly run. If they can get a good haul from the Browns, I would think that they'll do it. They should do it. The fact that they've held off here until the last minute, though, doesn't surprise me in the least bit.
Ryan, there's this old baseball story. I'm going to have to look up who the player was, but the story goes like this. Player goes in the GM's office, I want more money, and the GM says, we finished last place with you. We can finish last place without you. On the Bengals, they're 0-8. 0-8, and that would be the team. Boy, we're all looking at A.J. Green, but you're 0-8 with Geno Atkins. You're 0-8 with some other of these linebackers that, look, I would certainly, if I'm Brandon Bean, what do you think about that relationship? Because they did make that trade, sending Cordy Glenn out there. What do you think about Cincinnati being a target, even though they say they're not going to be trading anybody?
Yeah, they absolutely should be a target. It's, like I said, they're just such a poorly run organization that I wouldn't be shocked if they did stick to their guns and say, no, we're going to keep these guys. But you're right. They're 0-7 with these guys, and I get AJ Green hasn't played. And I know that when he is healthy, he can be a number one wide receiver. But how long can he really be a number one wide receiver at the age that he's at? The fact that he can leave in free agency at the end of the year. You know, you're really putting a lot of eggs in the basket, assuming that Green is going to be some kind of a long-term fix for them. I know they have a new head coach. I get that Zach Taylor probably wants to keep as much talent as possible. But Green's a guy that you should be trying to unload and get as much capital as you can, because that's a team that needs to start building through the draft all across the board, quarterback all the way down. And same thing with Atkins. Same thing with maybe some other talent they have on both sides of the ball. Get what you can get for them now while they still have value, while you're still clearly looking to rebuild this roster, because Green at the end of the day could help another team yet. But he's not going to do anything this season with Cincinnati. And who's to say that he will be that guy that wants to play his entire career there if he knows for a fact, oh boy, this is a team that's clearly starting over in 2020.
Ryan, we're looking ahead to Washington on Sunday as the Redskins come to New Era Field. Curious as to what you've got working at NewYorkUpstate.com that our listeners can check out over the course of the week.
Yeah, we'll have things to know about Washington on the site tomorrow. We'll have some previews about what to watch for there throughout the week as well. We're going to have a trade deadline tracker live here within the hour, so something that keeps fans up to date on what's happened already during the trade deadline, some people that the Bills are linked to, or some reports about the Bills in general, and just kind of keeping fans up to date on everything across the NFL.
Ryan, you're the best. Appreciate your time on this Monday.
Anytime, guys.
You got it. Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com. Read his work there. Always good with his time joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Yeah, so 454-ESPN is our number. We're going to have lots of time for your reaction. And what makes this Monday different is, yeah, there's a lot of blame to go around there on this team yesterday and that loss. But I can't figure out what the Bengals' plan is. They're 0-8 right now. Why are you hanging on to guys right now if you're 0-8? You should be looking to build for the future. That's going to be a team that could perhaps be drafting in the top two. And if Miami wins one game, maybe Miami wins tonight, ta-da, there's the Bengals at the number one overall pick.
Let's get to NFL appetizers next in the Sports Bar. The league's top stories of the day, served up in bite-sized form, brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years online at alexsribs.com.
Yeah, one of the most well-known defensive players in the league. His season is done. We've got trades today involving the Dolphins, trades today involving the New York Jets. A lot to get to here in apps.
All right, NFL appetizers next. The Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.